Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
...97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Over the last several months, I've heard a lot of specifically WNBA players who have complained about, you know, not being paid their fair share. Angel Reese, we all know her name by now, right?
Oh, yeah.
She's been the squeaky wheel. And I want to play this clip that kind of went viral a handful of months ago of her saying she's just not paid enough. She can't even afford her bills. Listen to this.
I just hope y'all know the WNBA don't pay my bills at all. I don't even think that pays one of my bills. Literally. I'm trying to think of like my rent for where I stay at. Let me do the math real quick. Yo, I'm living beyond my means. It's like... No, my rent is more than that. It's $8,000. That WNBA check don't pay a thing. Do that even pay my car note?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, I think it pays your card out.
Yeah.
But that's sad because that really shows you, like, obviously you're fortunate
to be in a good
situation
where
you have other streams of income, but think about how many people don't and have to actually live off that.
I know.
That's really sad.
I wouldn't even be able to get a sandwich if I wanted to.
I
wouldn't be able to eat. I'll only be able to live.
Yeah.
Angel Reese signed a 4-year contract with the WNBA in 2024 that was worth $324,000 and then some. That means her annual salary would be roughly $81,000. And she has opted. Now, I know Chicago's expensive. I get it. Okay, that's one reason I would probably not want to live in the city, among many other reasons. But she has apparently chosen to rent a place that is $8,000 a month. You heard her say it. I'm living beyond my means. So that sounds like a personal problem to me. Now, there is some good news for Angel Reese and those like Angel Reese who feel like they're not paid fairly. And that would be that supposedly a group of high-powered investors are trying to raise billions of dollars to form a new international basketball league. This would be men, women, both of them would play. And it's all about offering players equity in pay.
But would they play together?
I don't believe they would play together. I think there would be a separate men's league and a separate women's league. They don't have a name for it. There's somebody who's a longtime friend, business partner of LeBron James, Maverick Carter, who is advising this group of investors that have come together, including the Skype co-founder and some former Facebook executive. And they're trying to raise all this money, reaching out to their other wealthy friends, I guess, to get enough to actually start this league. It's not clear. There's a representative for James. LeBron James was like, hey, he's not involved in the effort. You know, wouldn't comment if he's been approached. But it would be very interesting to see if any of these players in either the WNBA, like Angel Reese, who've complained about pay, or players in the NBA, if they can actually get this league started, if they would actually if they would actually move over to the league. Can you imagine losing some of the biggest players in the NBA? Because there would be some
Well,
I don't think it would, but there might be some stupid enough to want to just prove a point.
All they care about is money.
Well, I would probably say the same thing. But there are some very, very, very woke people who might be stupid enough to do this. They want to play games in 8 cities around the world, spending 2 weeks in each city. And it would consist of 12 teams, 6 men's teams and 6 women's teams. Singapore, one of the markets where the games will take place. It says it's not
clear
what
the other markets
will be.
What you're going to get here are G League players who don't have a chance of making it to the NBA, who will populate that league, so you'll be watching a lesser quality product. This is the problem. The world doesn't owe you anything, Angel Reese. There are a lot of people out there who've never made $80,000 a year who would love to have your problem.
Thank you.
You're a spoiled brat, as many of these people are, but that soundbite sounds to me like an entitled 15-year-old who's angry that daddy didn't fill her car up with gas today. Nobody owes you anything. You're a working adult. You chose to sign a contract to the WNBA. I'm sorry that you're not good enough to play in the NBA, but you're not, and you're not entitled to the same salary they make. You're not. Who are these people?
So
what world do they live in? You, if you make $80,000 a year and you're dumb enough to sign a lease on an $8,000 a month apartment, you're just too stupid to live.
Do you think some of the players like Angel Reese and the WNBA would be interested in this? Because, it's all about equity.
Well,
now, obviously,
might.
The question would be, can they have the same level of pay? Would she even get to that $80,000? And the other thing you heard her say in that video was that she has other streams of revenue. So she has endorsements and other deals
that
help her rake in hundreds of thousands of dollars. I refuse to believe that girl is not making a bunch
of money.
She's
making plenty.
She's one of the most well-known names aside from Caitlin Clark right now in the WNBA. For not the best reasons, because she's been complaining about everything and vocal about all this mistreatment that she says the women have. But I don't think that she would have the same, even if she were to make, say, $81,000, like the same salary in this new equitable league, they won't have the same attention as the WNBA.
No.
So she probably wouldn't get the same endorsement. So then it's just a whole new problem.
They're going to complain about having to fly coach when they fly around Europe to their basketball games. Now they're angry about that. And they wouldn't be flying private planes now if it wasn't for Caitlin Clark. Up to this past year, the WNBA teams flew city to city to play their games on a coach. They flew commercial airlines until this year, when the popularity of the league surged and they could start affording to fly private.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they were selling out games like they had never done before, and it was any game that basically Caitlin Clark participated in.
It wasn't because I'm not saying Angel Reese isn't a decent player, but she's not the reason the WNBA has gotten so successful. And she's certainly not the top reason. And she's not going to get paid like she's the top reason. This is some pie-in-the-sky liberal hokey-pokey. If this was legitimate, if they could legitimately make more money playing in Europe, the WNBA would dissolve tomorrow and they'd all fly to Europe like Brittany Griner was trying to do, playing in some winter league in Russia. So she could make extra money.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the NBA has been playing more international games, right? They have some league in Africa or something like that, and they've been playing more games abroad. So now you would have more direct competition. This is, I would be very interested to see if they can actually raise enough money to get this league started. And not only that, would they actually be able to entice some of these players to go over in the name of equity? And now with Trump taking office, how does this, what kind of impact does this have? Because you have all these companies who are ditching their DEI policies.
Trump will put a tariff on them if they fly to Europe. No, I'm just kidding.
He probably would. And now he's going to have the External Revenue Service started just so he can collect
with the, you know,
money
from
the tariffs.
We listened to this nonsense interview on the way in this morning, and I don't know if you, I'm sure you probably heard it, Kim, if you were listening to the Gordon Deal show, where the guy's trying to argue that, you know, despite what white men think, DEI is not costing them jobs. This moron, whoever they were interviewing for this interview, clearly doesn't realize that. He goes, what we need to make sure of with these companies canceling DEI, that doesn't go back the other direction. Well, the direction it's going is reverse discrimination. What you want is equality, not equity.
I would argue I've actually been passed up for a job because of that. Now, I didn't take it to that level where I went to management and complained about it. I just move forward. But I'll tell you what, in news, that's absolutely a thing. And it was very obvious to my coworkers that I should have had that job. This is not in St. Louis, a different market. And I was passed up for it.
Well, again,
and then the other woman didn't last very long.
Meritocracy has nothing to do with it. It is reverse discrimination because you check a box. It's been going on for years. And now there's this fear on the other side that, oh, my gosh, it may go back the other way. What if they give them? No, that shouldn't happen either. The best person for the job should get the job. And if you do it any other way, it's a quota and it's reverse discrimination. And I'll be interested to see where this goes. There may be somebody rich enough that they could throw enough money at this thing to make it stick to the wall for a couple of years. Yeah. But if it's not putting butts in the seats and basketball is not that popular in Europe, not like soccer and some of their other sports. I don't see that going anywhere.
I don't see this. Yeah. If it can get anywhere, I think it will fizz out very quickly.
Man, far as I'm concerned, take Angel with you.
And Brittany Griner, too. Can absolutely have her, too.
Yeah, no kidding. These people didn't even have the common sense to put Caitlin Clark on the Olympic team. They weren't even smart enough to realize that more people would watch if you had Caitlin Clark on there.
And it'd be one thing if Caitlin Clark didn't deserve it, but she's such a phenomenal player that she absolutely, skill-wise, she deserved to be there.
They are just, they're just absolutely hateful is what they are.
Get more at 971talk.com.